Hi, it's Janet. I wanted to do a recording about what I'm grateful for, what I'm happy about. I don't have a list. I don't make lists and read them like some people do, which is great because their thoughts are organized. For example, Girl Sour by Curious Hamster, she writes hers out and reads them, and she's so incredibly intelligent and well-spoken, and I just love listening to hers because she just rants and raves, and everything is so beautifully said. So that's where I'm going to start. I'm grateful for My Good Friend by Curious Hamster. I have made several very deep and abiding connections with a few people during my time on Twitter, and I very much value those connections. I think some things are just meant to be, and it's quite strange because I'm very, very much grateful for her, but I didn't really find her. I mean, I followed her for, I think, the whole time I was on there, but I never really started talking to her until probably 2 or 3 weeks before I quit Twitter, which was an unplanned event, but a good decision in hindsight. So I'm grateful for Girl Sour in so many ways. She and I talk almost daily, and she's one of the most beautiful, stunning individuals I know. And that's not, I don't mean physically. Physically, she's obviously beautiful. But I'm talking about her. Her heart, her courage, her ability to be resilient and still have hope after all the things that she's been through. She gives me courage, and she makes me want to be a better person. I'm grateful for my friend Akiva. He and I have been friends for quite a while, and we speak often, and he's just a great listener, and we share our tales of woe and our tales of joy, which are obviously less than the tales of woe, but I'm grateful for him as well, and I'm grateful for Scott from Scotland. Scott has been a dear, dear friend. Very uplifting, sweet, sweet person. I'm grateful for Sarah Spivey, my BFF, who is the most outspoken. Oh man, that girl's a firecracker. You do not want to piss her off. But she and I have learned a lot from each other, and we are truly friends. And she and I get to travel together here in a week, and I'm very excited about that. So, Sarah, I love you. I know you don't listen to Audio Boo, so, you know, whatever, but I'm grateful for Zach, Meat Section. He and I have talked a lot about our relationships, and he's just so fun to talk to. Anyway, I didn't intend for this to be I'm grateful for the people I met on Twitter. But I am. I'm sure I'm leaving someone out important. But really, I want to say I'm grateful for my children. They are the bright spot in an otherwise dark and dank, sometimes world of despair and hopelessness. I love them so much that sometimes it's painful. And I appreciate all the parents out there that are doing their thing. You know, Daddy Nick is one that his kids are so lucky. Oh, that guy is a gem. I'm grateful for my dog, even though he barks every time I open a door. He loves me unconditionally. I'm grateful for my children's father. I could not have special ordered a better dad for my kids if I had written up a description and filled out a form. My children's father is devoted to them to the point where he sacrifices anything and everything to be a good father for them. And I have a lot of friends and acquaintances that have the opposite situation going on. And every time I talk to them about those deadbeat pieces of shit, it just makes me more grateful for the man that I chose to have children with. He's incredible. He's an incredible father. I'm going to say I'm grateful for him as a father and leave it at that. I'm grateful that I have wonderful parents. A lot of people are without that. A lot of people don't have a good relationship with their parents, and I'm so lucky to have that. My parents are very religious, so, you know, my mom and I very frequently get into theological discussions, and of course, mine is always the anti-religion. I'm not an atheist. I'm an anti-religion belief system. That's a whole nother boo. I'm just grateful to have a comfortable home. I'm grateful to live in the United States, believe it or not. We have a lot of rights and freedoms here that I think are frequently taken for granted. I'm grateful for my big king-size bed that is now a haven for me after a long day. I'm grateful for laundry softener because it makes my jeans so much easier to fold. Yeah, this is getting quite long, so I'm going to wrap it up. I'm grateful for champagne. Oh man, am I grateful for champagne. I'm grateful for all the wonderful people that I connect with every day. I'm grateful for my brother Coda, Fate of Mind. I love him with all my heart. I'm grateful for Ash, Rainbow Ashes. She's the sister of my soul and the sweetest, purest woman you'll ever meet. She is a gem of a human. And on that line, I'm grateful for Nikki, Ember. That woman is a paragon. I wish with all my heart and soul that all of the people that I've mentioned, that we all lived on the same street. Oh, what a wonderful life we would have. Truly, it would be incredible. So I'm grateful for a lot of things, and I think that we lose sight of sometimes what we should be grateful for, because we have so much trial and tribulation in our lives. So that being said, I wish all of you the best. I wish all of you to be well. I send all of you love. And I apologize to anyone that I have judged in haste, anyone that I have made feel bad, unknowingly or otherwise. It's usually not my intention to hurt people, but it happens. And that's it. I'm going to have some champagne. And I'm going to go update my phone because it's totally freaking out on me. Good night, y'all.